One of the themes the President and Vice President of the Methodist Church selected for their year of office a few years ago was telling our stories, and I had the pleasure of leading a couple of sessions at an event in Dunstable where we were exploring how to tell our stories. The majority of us can speak with passion about our children, the football or rugby team we support, our work, and any number of other things. It is, however, true that many of us find it very difficult to share our stories of our relationship with Jesus with those where we live, work, or play. I'm sure that the main reasons for this is that we're not sure what to say, or are nervous about how it will be received. In our passage today, Jesus gives us a simple example of how to go about this, when he says to the man he has healed, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." Nothing complicated, just go and tell others about what God had done for him. This Lent we have the opportunity to think about what God has done for each one of us, how we have met him and he has changed us, times we have seen him at work in our own lives, and what that has meant to us, what differences those experiences of God have made in our lives. We are tasked by Jesus to be like the man who was healed and just tell it like it is. We also pray for God to give us opportunities to speak of those things. We are not responsible for the outcome of our efforts to share Jesus, but we are responsible for our faithfulness in having conversation with others and trusting God to use them as only he is able. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. Lord, we read the parables and we see stories of everyday things which, when we listened to and studied, reveal both the challenges to our lives and the wonder of your love for us. We pray that you will enable us to use the everyday experiences we have to tell stories of you. Help us to be bold in speaking and give us the simple words which will touch the hearts of those we speak to. You are awesome, and yet you are a part of each of our lives. As you touch our lives, we are inspired and encouraged. As you bring healing to body, mind, and soul, help us, like the man in our reading today, to go and tell what you have done in our lives. Take us and use our stumbling words to change people's hearts and draw them into a relationship with you. I trust you with all that I will do today, that it will be appropriate, engaging, and full of your truth. Amen.